Hi, this is Lorenzo Ferdinand from Singapore, coast to coast and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day podcast.
Well, happy July 4th and Freedom Day for those of you in the United States, and I hope you're enjoying a beautiful day wherever you are in the world and whenever you might be listening to this. But this show is airing live on the 4th of July here in the United States. I'm Jackie Almer. Welcome to Show 60, and we've got a fun theme in alignment with the 4th of July. So that theme is freedom, absolutely, freedom and independence. And since it is the 4th of July when it goes live, I want to share some ideas about freedom and what that can mean for you in your life through your business. Show notes can be found at jackieelmer.com/QA060. And remember, listen in each Monday through Friday as I bring you proven tips and strategies that work to build a successful business. If you're looking for further coaching, go to jackieelmer.com/coach. And if you have a burning question you want answered, just send me a tweet over on Twitter at Jackie Almer, add the hashtag AskJackie, or go to jackieelmer.com/question. So what is freedom and independence in your business and your life? Well, freedom means a lot of different things. There are many types of freedom that are important, and some of the freedoms that success in your own business give you, you don't even realize until you've arrived, until you've gotten there. You know, freedom can be those things such as financial freedom, and financial freedom means different things too. For some people, it means, you know, becoming a multimillionaire. For other people, it means just the freedom of the choices that go along with having a business that creates income for you, where you don't have to show up and punch a time clock, where you don't have to have a boss all the time looking over your shoulder, where you don't have to have those different things. So financial freedom really means a lot of different things to different people. And this is important as you're building your business, as you're talking to prospects, as you're out and about, to make sure that you understand what it is that they're looking for. Financial freedom could just be having a little extra money to fund a retirement account, or to provide karate lessons, or dance lessons, or braces for the kids, whatever it is. And again, it comes back to that word that I already mentioned, which is choices. When you have freedom in your finances, you have choices. You have choices that encompass all areas of your life. You have the choice then often to order from the left side of the menu versus the right side. And you know what I'm talking about, you know, to order based on what you really want versus what does it cost. You have a choice to be free from a boss. You have choices about where you want to live. I remember interviewing Richard Brook, who wrote the amazing book Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, and I asked him the question, you know, what's mattered the most to you in the success in your business? And that was his answer. His answer was the ability to live in beautiful places where he wanted. And that really struck a chord with me because I've been very fortunate to live in some really beautiful places. Some places where I wake up every day and think, oh, I'm so grateful to be living here. I mean, right now as I'm saying those words, I'm looking out at the ocean and I'm just thinking, oh, pinch me. This is what I've wanted my whole life, was to live at the beach. I set that as a goal nearly 30 years ago and finally made it. I went all the way from west to Nashville, Tennessee, east here in the United States before I ultimately finally came back around and had that freedom to choose where I wanted to live, but that goal never left me, and it was always right there. And my business is what gave me the financial freedom to choose and be able to afford to live there, because it's not cheap to live at the beach. Financial freedom and any type of freedom can, through your business, can also dictate who you get to spend time with. Positive, motivated, uplifted individuals. That's amazing. And freedom also can dictate where you travel and how you travel, what you see in the world, and how you go about building your business. Now, I know for me, the freedom from many stresses has been the ultimate end-all, be-all, besides the money, because we know that money is just a means to an end. But the freedom that you have when you don't have stress over money, how you're going to pay the bills, how this unexpected, you know, breakdown of the car or an appliance that goes out or those type things, having freedom from worrying about that is really powerful. freedom from worry over family issues. I know this past year has involved a lot for me in dealing with my aging parents, relocating them, being able to drop everything and basically spend 2 weeks, you know, driving over 2,000 miles by the time it was all said and done to help them get relocated, moved, and settled. Then my mom fell and fractured her hip. Again, I was able to drop everything and be there for her surgery, for her rehab, and those type things. And I'm telling you, that type of freedom is absolutely priceless when you don't have to be torn and emotionally upset over where you need to be versus where you should be, and so on. And the freedom from worrying about job displacement or downsizing or pay cuts or any of that type thing. Even just having money of your own, depending on, you know, where you are in your life situation. Maybe you're a stay-home mom and you know, money's kind of tight and you're not working full-time, but to be able to have a business that gives you some money of your own that you can spend how you want is powerful too. And taking time off without pay. Maybe you have a job you love, but you want to just take some time off and you've used up your vacation, and through your business, you're able to ask for time off and take it without pay. You know, I know one of the greatest days for me was just chatting with my husband and who's in the airline industry and asking him, do you worry anymore about money? And he said to me, no, I don't, thanks to your business. That was absolutely music to my ears. And, you know, that was so powerful and really, to me, ultimately defined what freedom is for me. So I want you to think about what freedom is going to mean for you or does mean for you, and then set about building your business to allow you to have that freedom. I want to leave you with some quotes that are powerful. The most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud. That's Coco Chanel. Freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes. That's Mahatma Gandhi, and that's powerful for us in our business. Expose yourself to your deepest fear. After that, fear has no power, and the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free. That's from Jim Morrison. And then from my favorite movie of all time, The Shawshank Redemption, I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living or get busy dying. So thanks so much for listening. If you have a question or you want to just give me some comments, you can tweet me over at @JackieAlmer on Twitter. If you have a question, just add the hashtag AskJackie. If you've gotten something out of this show, I'd love a review or a rating over on JackieAlmer.com/iTunes or JackieAlmer.com/Stitcher. And if you don't have my Profit in Your PJs report, 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com and set yourself on a path to create a freedom business. Don't forget my Inner Circle coaching program, JackieAlmer.com/coach. And until next time, remember this. Hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business, and happy 4th of July.